Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And for this episode, I have decided one particular thing. Let's bring the salt back, because it has been kind of lacking a little bit, and I'm really sorry about that. You know, the idea behind... Oh, by the way, if I sound a little sick, it's because I spent too much time outside yesterday with my leather jacket on, which wasn't enough to shield me from what turned out to be severe cold. But so I'm sipping my tea and trying to feel better, but it's not that bad. I'm just a little whiny, maybe. Okay, well, what I wanted to say is, let me think. I wanted to say that I kind of have the feeling that the salt is lacking a little bit in this podcast. And the idea behind Sweet But Salty was actually to be somewhat overly sarcastic every single episode. Yeah. I don't know if I really succeeded in doing that at the beginning for sure, but after a while, I kind of lost this attitude, and it was also partly due to what I was going through personally and health-wise, because I just felt a little melancholic and thoughtful, so I wasn't really in the mood to record, you know, bantery episodes, and I really hope you can forgive me for that. I'm so sorry. So with this episode, I decided to bring the salt back. So here we go. Literally putting tons of pressure on myself right now. But so the title of this episode is somewhat special because I have created a second Insta account. I talked about Instagram in my 11th episode, Am I an Influencer Yet? With tons of hashtags. And I still stand by what I said then. And that's that social media has become so fake to a certain degree, and we've become accustomed to certain types of posts on there, and I don't want to contribute in that. So I decided to create a second Insta account as a visual diary, and it's really that. It's more or less a keepsake or a journal, or called it a visualization of my life. And I post mainly, or I try to. I mean, it's not easy. If you present things to the outside world, you always think about what other people think about you. But I decided to have this journal for myself and to collect moments and memories and, you know, just things I find beautiful, to create this kind of, it's kind of like an online scrapbook thing. Does that sound weird? Like an online scrapbook? No. Like an online memory book, if you will, without being a book. But I'm a book obsessed, so that's kind of what I'm thinking about right now. I've also started to design a new book, which I'm very excited about, but that's a topic for another day. Yeah, so I have this new Insta account, and I'm really happy about it. I called it the Kata Experience. If you are a true rock and roll fan, you will know that there was the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and it's kind of a little bit inspired by that, but I just thought that, you know, the Kata Experience is kind of the fitting title, because it means that you can experience kata, but you also get to see what kata experiences. It's so weird. I'm talking about myself in the third person. Well, it's like you can experience what I experience while I experience what I experience. This episode is full of weird moments. Oh, man. Okay. Let me rephrase that. So, okay. You can experience me while I share what I experience with you. I hope this makes more sense. I'm almost out of tea to spill, obviously. No. Okay. Well, so I decided to go for that because, I mean, not the tea, the Insta account, because I feel like it's time to do something that's real on there and to share something, you know, without a filter, just when it happens. And kind of with my main account, World of Vila, I love this account, but it's a lot more, like, it's a lot more curated, if you will. And I was missing this spontaneous, oh, I really like this, so I'm going to post it mentality. So that's what I try to have with my second account. I also disabled the like counts on all of my posts. And I'm only posting in the story very rarely because I don't really need it. And it's putting pressure on myself to create content that I don't want to create because I don't want to create content. I want to observe and then share what I see. I think that like sums it up pretty well. And I'm sorry, my nose is kind of blocked but I'm kind of all over the place. I wanted to bring the salt back and instead I brought chaos back. I don't know. But I hope it's entertaining for you. It's entertaining for me, so. And that's kind of the benchmark here. Not really. Okay, I'm gonna stop now. I'm like rambling. Well, with this beautiful episode, I wanted to bring the salt back. I wanted to tell you about my new Insta account. Feel free to follow me. I'm at the.kata.experience on Instagram if you want to see the real and raw behind the scenes footage of my life. And if you want to follow a more curated artsy kind of approach, then follow my main account, World of Vila. And yeah, also I wanted to say that with my second account, I discovered a lot of cool graphic design accounts. And I think that social media always depends on how you use it. I think there are so many cool accounts out there of graphic designers and creative people, artists sharing their work. And it's so fascinating if you dive into this world and if you look for content that's really valuable to you and that inspires you, and you can find all these things on social media. So this is a reminder to you, please make sure you use Instagram, for example, or other social media apps in a way that inspires you and in a way that elevates you and your current state of being. And if you don't feel good looking at someone's account, then unfollow that person. This is just a reminder to all of us to kind of be more mindful when it comes to social media. After all, I think it's great to connect with people we know, and it's great to seek inspiration from people that inspire us. Yeah. I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can definitely let me know on Instagram if you thought I brought the salt back successfully or if I should attempt it another time. I'm really excited for this new chapter and this chill approach to social media that I have started. And I really hope you stay happy and healthy as always. If you like this episode, make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts and rate my podcast over there. I'd be super happy if you did. It helps me out a lot. Thank you so much, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.